It's Friday, you know what that means. And this is Big Mix with my predictions for the 2022 WWE Royal Rumble. Alright, so I'm going to go through the matches first, and then I'll discuss the who I think is going to win the Rumbles. So first up, we got Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley for the WWE Championship. And I think I'm going to go with Brock Lesnar to retain this one. Next up, we got Becky Lynch versus Doudrop for the WWE Raw Women's Championship, and I'm going to go with Becky Lynch to retain. Next, we have a mixed tag match with Edge and his wife Beth Phoenix versus The Miz and his wife Maryse. I think this is going to be the dumbest match on this card, but I'm going to go with Edge and Beth Phoenix to win. And then for our last actual match, we have the WWE Universal Championship between Roman Reigns and Seth freaking Rollins, where the Usos are barred from ringside. However, it's just them who's barred from ringside, and anything could fucking happen still potentially. So I'm gonna go with Roman Reigns to retain. Now, as in regards to the Royal Rumble matches, I'm thinking whoever loses the first match of the night, whether it be the Lesnar and Lashley match or the Roman and Seth match, one of those is going to go first. Whoever loses that match, whatever one is first out of those four men, is most likely going to be the one to win, because they'll be coming out at like number 30 or something stupid like that probably. So my best bet, I think, is probably going to be, I think they're going to do the Roman versus Seth match first. I'm thinking that Seth will probably lose, or he might actually, you know what? He might win on some craziness, but I think he's going to lose, and Seth's going to come out and win the Rumble. That's my biggest thing, because I think they're going to put Lesnar and Lashley last. You know, or who knows, they might throw a twist and have Roman enter, even though he's the champion, and still pick Lesnar for some crazy champion versus champion match at Mania. I don't know. Maybe for both titles. Who knows? They did that with Becky. Maybe they'll do that with one of the guys, and then that's how they unify the titles, maybe, because I'm thinking they don't need two of them anymore, and that might be something that happens, especially with this thinned out main card roster that they got going on after all their cuts. So I'm going with either Roman or Seth, whoever loses that match, most likely, to be the Rumble winner. Surprise entrant. I know we talked about the open door thing being potentially mentioned. I still think it's going to be somebody stupid nobody cares about. My pick is Braun Strowman, honestly, because I really don't see many other people. I know maybe a far out one could potentially be Chris Jericho, but I doubt it. So I'm going with Braun Strowman. Now for the Women's Rumble, who's going to win? I mean, they had Bianca win it last year. I doubt she's probably going to win. But my pick is going to be Rhea Ripley. Now, however, if Asuka comes back as a surprise entrant, which I think is a huge possibility that it would be Asuka anyway, I would say I want Asuka to win, and I think Asuka would win. So just like I kind of gave two for the men's, being Roman or Seth, whoever loses, I guess I'll go with two for the women's. I say Rhea. If Asuka doesn't come back at the Rumble, if Asuka comes back, it will be Asuka. Or at least I hope so. And that's it. That is all we've got for this pay-per-view. All in all, other than the mixed tag match, I think this is going to be a pretty awesome show, actually. And I'm quite excited for it. So we'll see. All right. Peace.
What up? It's my picks for Royal Rumble 2022. I decided I was just going to play it safe with the other matches. I do think some fuckery is going to happen, but I'm going to play it safe. So, Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley. I'm picking Lesnar. Seth freaking Rollins versus Roman Reigns. I'm going to pick Roman Reigns. Becky versus Doudrop. I'm picking Becky Lynch. Edge and Beth Phoenix versus Maryse and Miz. I'm picking Edge and Beth Phoenix. Now, I do think some fuckery will happen with either Lesnar winning or Seth winning, but that's not really that important, and whoever loses will be number 30 in the Royal Rumble, but I just don't know which side that's going to go with, but one of them is probably not going to win, and I'm just going to pick safe bet here and just pick Roman and Brock. The only other fuckery that might happen, so, and then the Royal Rumble matches for the women, I'm going to pick a dark horse and pick Liv Morgan unless Asuka comes back, and then I'm picking Asuka. There are 8 spots available for the women and 9 available for the men, or maybe it's 9 and 8. I don't really know. Anyway, it's under 10 available for each Rumble. I think Asuka will come back. I've also heard Kairi Sane's coming back, but I'm going to go Asuka and or Liv Morgan. If Asuka's in the Rumble, I'm picking Asuka. I always pick Asuka to win. If she's not in the Rumble, I'm just going to pick Liv Morgan. And the men's side, the Forbidden Door guest is probably going to be Braun Strowman. It's going to be really a huge disappointment. I don't really think anybody else, unless they pull off some weird shit with Moose. I mean, that's like a 1 in 100 shot, I think. But to win the Rumble, I'm going to pick probably one of the losers of the title matches, actually. But that's to give an actual name, I guess I will pick I think I'm going to pick Big E. I mean, that's who I was going with at the beginning of the year. I don't think he's going to actually win, but I just got to throw a name out there. So I'll pick Big E or maybe Damian Priest. I'll go Big E, Damian Priest. That's who I'm picking. Anyway, that's that for that. Monday, we're back. Help here in the Northeast, we're planning for a snowstorm, so I don't know if we're back live or if we'll do a conference call thing. We'll be back in some capacity on Monday to give you some Royal Rumble talk and also talk about Beach Break from AEW, time allowing, obviously. All right, but until then, that's it from us. Motherfucking deuces.
What's going on, y'all? It's your neighborhood bake shop here, MHSL Bake, and you are now rocking with the Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Those are my guys over there. Make sure y'all tap in anytime they drop. You know what I mean? Good peoples, good topics, great puns. Yeah, man, check them out. Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Check them out, because Bake said so. Money high, stress low, that's the motto. You listening to Save You in the Background, featuring my artist, I-93 Carry On. Make sure y'all check out the new music.